Hi, Lisa here from CaminoWays.com. This week we are going to discuss the ways which you can have a technology-free Camino. Instead of asking ourselves how will we get connected, let's take a digital break from the daily digital distractions. Walking or cycling one of the Camino de Santiago routes is the perfect way to switch off. Don't get me wrong, I use all of the modern devices just as much as the next person. Actually, being a marketing professional, I probably do a lot more scrolling, online hopping and flicking than others. But I never underestimate the value of offline escapes. So this little podcast is all about the reasons why we should think about investing in a technology-free Camino. Firstly, you can distance yourself from distractions. When you are on holiday, you don't need to answer emails. Either put on your out-of-office response or tell your colleagues to respond on your behalf. Turn off those social media notifications too. Yes, you might feel that you're missing out, but think of all of those built-up notifications you will have once you switch it back on. You will feel really popular. Secondly, you can activate your imagination. Nowadays, we tend to rely on Google to help us to expand our knowledge. Every question has an answer, every answer has a comment, and every comment is liked or disliked. Taking a holiday from technology can force you to activate that creative side of the brain. This is pretty easy to do on the Camino, as there is inspiration in every landscape and stories from your fellow pilgrims. First tip is to pick up a locally printed map and only use Google Maps in an emergency. Holidays are a time to explore and discover. We don't want you to get lost, but if you stumble upon a vineyard or an interesting church that you haven't pre-seen in Google Maps, you could be pleasantly surprised. Thirdly, it allows you to focus on the present. Take time to think about the environment around you. Wouldn't we all agree that there is nothing worse than chatting with someone who starts scrolling on their phone, or worse yet, looks like they're a million miles away? Enjoy the moments with yourself and meeting others on your Camino walk. Whether you choose to walk one of the most popular sections of the Camino or you walk the whole 1600 kilometres from Le Puy to Santiago, you will have plenty of time for reflection. Your technology-free Camino will also allow you to connect with nature. Getting yourself away from the screen's artificial light, if only for 1 week, will give you renewed appreciation of sleep. Walking alongside the Cosa Cliffs or the Camino to Muxía provides the perfect opportunity to connect with nature. Allow yourself to look around, admire the natural landscape, notice the birds building their nests. This is sure to slow you down in a good way. Take some pictures that capture the moment, but don't forget to look around once you put the camera back in your backpack. When you escape from technology, you are enabled to listen and learn more carefully. The Camino isn't just about your personal journey. If you are willing to listen, you'll be brought into others' journeys. People walk the Camino de Santiago pilgrimage as a form of meditation, for charities, to escape from routine and many other reasons. By just having a casual conversation with a fellow walker, you can learn to enjoy the simple humps and bumps of life. Next, you can create your own memories. This is one that everyone can do without technology. Remember that your Facebook timeline, Instagram feed or Twitter mentions are not your memories. Your best experiences are the ones that you remember with a smile. Those deep associations you have made with a place, a person or a thing. Everyone loves taking photographs and it is great to share some moments with your online community, but don't feel obliged to share every precious detail. Take loads of photos along the way, using them as tools to help you remember the stories in the background. And last but not least, just be you. There are no selfies required, no image-obsessed portals to pose for, no way of people clicking like, commenting, sharing or reposting. When you're on the last leg of the route from Sarria to Santiago, after walking over 100 kilometres, allow yourself some time to relax and acknowledge your achievement. At most, you will crave some fresh water, a nice meal and a warm bed to rest your tired feet. With no interruptions, you are free to just be you. We are slowly reaching the point where we realise the importance of switching off for helping to reduce stress and to get a proper night's sleep. If a holiday is a break from the norm, and the norm is mobile screens, laptop screens, iPads and digital alarm clocks, let's be conscious of our usage patterns for a real digital detox. We're not talking about confiscating your devices, just becoming more aware of the constant contact with the online world and enjoying life in the present. Do not fear, it will all be waiting for you when you return, and we would be happy to share, like, pin and post about your experience along the way. For more information about any of the Camino escapes or to book your next walking or cycling holiday, please contact one of our travel specialists on www.caminoways.com. Thank you.